You're about to listen to Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Short interviews with high school seniors about what they want to do after high school, along with the memories they made during high school.
Lori Prox here with Tiffany Larkham, our next senior into the spotlight. Tiffany, tell us a little bit about your plans as you head off, I believe, to college. And last we spoke, you were planning to do competitive shooting in college at the collegiate level. So pretty exciting. Tell us where your plans are with that.
Yeah, I definitely want to go up to UAS. I'm not 100% settled on a major. I'm either going to do English, theater, or psychology, one of the three. And then with everything that's been going on, I haven't really been able to get in touch with anybody for a letter of intent, but I hope to get that squared away very soon so it could be official and I'll be on the team.
Pretty exciting. Any ideas of a career for you? You've got a lot of different varied options there for majors.
I'm not sure.
You don't have to be.
That is something that I hope that along the way of finalizing a major and discovering what I really like to do to be able to kind of find a career on that path.
And half of us change our mind after that anyway, so... That's how it goes.
Yeah, that too.
All right, you've done a lot of things throughout your high school years. Tell me about some of them that have shaped you as a person.
Myself, along with my teammates, we started the first high school rifle team our junior year, so that was really amazing. And then I did drama club my freshman through junior year, which was also an absolute blast and was really something that I love. All of them have kind of taught me more about myself and kind of where I want to be in life later on, and I think that it's really neat.
Any advice for young kids, Tiffany?
Don't put off the assignments. The due dates come up a lot quicker than you think they do. Don't put it off to the last minute. Still learning that.
And Tiffany Larkham, you are one of the classmates that will have COVID-19 as part of your graduation experience. So how have you been handling that?
It's been interesting. So like my sister and my mom, they're both not working right now because like the airport and the library, they're both closed. I work over at Stamp Mill, so I'm still working, but it's interesting because it's only pickups and deliveries right now. And then everything's online, which is really different because most of my classes, they were very like the point of the class was to be talkative and vocal. So it's interesting having to do all of that through a screen and through video calls. And it's not something I was expecting.
What have you learned from this experience?
I've learned that you really just gotta adapt sometimes and that things don't always end up going your way, but, you know, make it work.
Lori Prox here with Rafael Alfaro, a senior at Valdez High School. Rafael, tell us a little bit about your plans following graduation.
I want to go to Montana State Bozeman and enter into their engineering program, specifically focusing on robotics and quadcopters. My junior year, I took the robotics and drone class, and it really interested me. I really liked the mechanics and messing with them and the robots that we had there. We made them, and we made, like, claw arms, and we made a RC car and drones and stuff. And I thought it was really cool, and I really liked the hands-on part and how we could go onto the computer and mess with all the programming of everything.
And you've been involved in sports. You have worked through your high school years. What are some experiences you've had that you feel have really shaped you as a person?
Not letting what seems like impossible situations of homework and sports determine what you do and who you are. Just being yourself.
My next question is, any advice for young kids?
It's just 4 years. You'll get over it.
All right. And you are a member of the graduating class of 2020, Rafael Alfaro. How has COVID-19 affected you?
I'm at home like everybody else, so I can't finish my year at school. And the biggest thing with me is finishing my harder classes. For example, I'm in trigonometry currently, and even though the school year is almost done, it's really hard getting those last few assignments and understanding everything.
Has it changed your outlook on your future at all?
Yeah, I know I can't take online classes.
You learned that lesson, huh?
Yeah, I need to be in person, yeah.
You just listened to Senior Spotlight. Thanks to our 2020 Senior Spotlight sponsors, Polar Tankers and Safeway. And the sponsors of the 2019 Senior Spotlights, we are including them as a courtesy this year for all they do in our community. Alaska Halibut House, Arts Design, Edison Schwest, First National Bank, Glacier Auto Glass, Haltness Equipment, Laborers Local 341, Prospector Valdez Senior Center, North Pacific Fuel, Sound Realty, and Valdez Native Tribe.